Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave the magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning. The show can be contaminated.
We're on the air. Well, hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Pardon us for a little noise in the background here. We are celebrating because we have now just passed our record of being on the air for over 8 years. And I am grateful to God for that blessing. We are so excited about that. So there's no turning back. All right, you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. This, as a matter of fact, since we've gone past 8 years now, and we're celebrating every week. Every week is an excitement on this show. And to show you all how excited we are, we're going to introduce a brand new, absolutely brand new co-host to the show this evening that's going to be joining us. And we are very pleased and very excited to bring her in. And I'm going to let her go ahead and introduce herself momentarily. She's coming to by way of, she'll tell you where she's coming from. And she'll tell you a little bit about herself. And, of course, whatever she chooses not to tell us, then that's left to the imagination on that. But I'm very, very excited to have this young lady. It's amazing how things work out, and it's been a brief moment. Many of you all that have been following us over the last 8 years know that we've had people that have come on the show and served as co-hosts, featured guests, and some people have certainly, many of them have interned to go on to bigger and better things, and I have no problem with that. As a matter of fact, I'm so happy about that. So tonight what we want to do is go ahead and bring in this young lady, and she's going to introduce herself. She's going to be known on our show as Lady Lisa or Miss Lisa, and she's our co-host. Miss Lisa, welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live.
Hello, everyone. Good evening to you on the East Coast. I'm presently here on the West Coast in Las Vegas, so I'm looking forward to the next 60 minutes, getting to talk and getting to know everyone. I'm originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I ended up here in Las Vegas a few years back, left and came back, so I like it here. So I'm looking forward and excited to hear the topics and conversation.
Okay, very good. We're very happy to have you. And you want to tell us anything else about you? I got to ask this question. When you say Las Vegas, is it as exciting? That's one place I have not been, but it's on my bucket list. Is Las Vegas one of the exciting places out there, or are we just hearing things that really are not as exciting as people make it out to be?
No, actually Las Vegas lives up to its expectations. There is plenty to do here. Those of us who live here do not frequent the Strip, but if you're visiting, of course, the Strip is exciting, but there is always some kind of festival, some plays, concerts. Like this Saturday, I'm going to reggae in the desert, so I'm looking forward to that, but always something to do, and it doesn't necessarily mean the Strip.
Okay, excellent. All right, excellent. Ms. Lisa, we're going to ask you to hold on just for a second. We're going to go to the phone lines. Let's go to 980-245. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live.
Hi, Dr. Jesse Walker. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Who do we have with us this evening? And welcome.
Vernell. Thank you.
Vernell. Vernell, thank you for joining us, Vernell. Vernell, we're going to ask you to stand by. Those of you all that are obviously you're one of those that got in early enough, Vernell, and we appreciate that. Tonight's topic is common issues that people have, common issues that people have. And so if you want to be able to talk to the host, my co-host, please, by all means, press 1 early enough, just as Vernell did, so that we can bring her in. Let me go back just for a moment and talk to my co-host just for a second. Ms. Lisa, I've got to ask you this question, and the question being with Las Vegas, and we'll get to the next topic momentarily, but with Las Vegas, is it true that, you got MGM Grand something, what is it called, MGM Grand what? Grand Hotel?
Oh, yes.
Right. Could a person who doesn't make as much money like myself visit and stay in some place like the MGM Grand without getting kicked out for lack of funding?
There are plenty of hotels here, and there are plenty of package deals that you can find online. Or even if you sign up to do a timeshare and they bring you in and they let you stay for a few days and all you have to do is sit through the presentation of the timeshare. So there are many, many ways to get here and be able to stay affordably.
All right. I know it's hot out there. And tonight's topic is common issues that people have. We're going to get to the story momentarily, so we're going to ask you all to just be patient with us. But because this is the first time I'm having a co-host join me that happens to live in Las Vegas, I want to just ask a couple of questions that many of you all may be thinking about Las Vegas, those of you all that may not have been out there like myself. How do you survive out there with that heat?
The same way you do in Florida. We go from air-conditioned homes to air-conditioned cars to air-conditioned stores. So the same way, because right now, it's like soon as it turns June 1st, every day has been at the 100 and above mark. So it's already hot here.
Okay. All right. We're going to go right now to tonight's story. So we're going to ask all of you all to stand by with us. Tonight's characters in tonight's story are Oscar and Pearl. Oscar and Pearl. Common issues that people have. Oscar and Pearl have been dating for just over 2 years. Recently, both their eyes were opened after Oscar proposed to Pearl, and she said yes. Now that marriage could be on the horizon, they are both having some reservations because it's clear, because marriage means living together as opposed to just seeing each other at your best. They are both in their early 30s, by the way. Now, here are some of the issues that Oscar is having with Pearl. These are some serious issues he's having. Number one, he feels that she's always late to everything, including her own job. Number two, he also feels that she does not like to go out for fun. She would rather just stay at home and watch soap operas. Number three, she's very manipulative when it comes to what she wants from him. Number four, she does not appear to have his best interest at heart when it comes to her friends. Number five, she does not spend enough quality time with him because she claims to always be busy by hanging out with her friends. Now, here are some of the issues some of the serious issues that Pearl is having with Oscar. Number one, he's not affectionate at all. Number two, he spends a great deal of time talking about his ex-wife, whom he appears to still be in love with, even though she has moved on. Number three, he does not want to have any more children because he has three with his ex-wife, while Pearl doesn't have any children, but she wants kids. Now, number four, he has no future goals in mind other than getting married. Pearl hopes that he will set goals to have a better life for the both of them together because he lacks motivation for anything. He's just not motivated. And number five, our serious issue with him is he spends most weekends watching sports and seldom takes her out anywhere. The man is just not taking her out. Now, each of the aforementioned issues are serious enough to cause reservations, especially for Pearl. Now, tonight's question I start off with my new brand new co-host, and I got to ask her this question first. Ms. Lisa, seriously, this is a serious situation. Should Pearl marry Oscar? Should she marry him?
Well, the issues that they have are deal-breaker issues. I mean, for Pearl not having children and he doesn't want children, that's a deal break. That can be a deal breaker because most women who get married want to have children, and this is a man who has children with his ex-wife. So she has to determine whether or not that's a deal breaker for her. The lack of motivation. Where is she at in her career? She has to look at that as well. Is she satisfied with the fact that he's okay, you know, just getting by, or does she want, or is she looking for someone who is on the same path she's on and has goals? So she has to look at that as well, because that can also be a big issue. The ex-wife issue. I've been near myself. And it can be a thorn in your side, and you have to make it clear to him that, you know, whatever it is that you're still holding on to, in order for us to move forward, you have to let that go.
All right,
quit living in the past.
Yeah, Ms. Lees, but let me ask you this question, and I tend to agree with everything that you've said. But when you're in love, it's hard to just let those things go. I mean, I would think that people, because they're already in love, and even though he wants to watch sports all day Sunday, he doesn't want to take her anywhere. I mean, once you have that in love feeling, it's almost like you cross the line. That's not an easy thing to give up. And then they're both in their early 30s. So could Pearl be thinking about this timeline that maybe I can get him to change his mind? What do you think about having kids? I could get him to change his mind about watching sports all day on a Sunday. I can perhaps get him to change his mind about taking me out. I mean, how likely is that?
Well, the kids issue, if a man's already telling you up front that he does not want to have any children, his mind has already made up about that. And you have to be the one to decide. And although you may love this person, maybe, unfortunately, yes, you've put your time and effort into this relationship, but maybe you need to rethink and reevaluate before you marry this person, because they're telling you up front. We as people, you have to listen to what people are telling you and believe what they're telling you, and not go into it thinking that, yes, I can change this person. A person is telling you who they are, and it's just up to you to believe it.
Okay, but why is there so many people? They just don't believe it. And you know, I've had on this show so oftentimes that other women have come on and they've said, for whatever reason, a woman thinks that she can change a man's mind. Is there any, in your opinion, any validity to any of that? Is there a likelihood that you can change a man's mind?
I believe that people come as they are, and it's up to us to either accept it or we don't. As far as changing who people are, they are who they are. And, again, back to, you either have to accept who they are or you're going to have to move on, because they're telling you. They're telling you. And and people don't change unless they truly want to change. But if they're already putting things on the table and telling you this is what it is, that's what's on their heart and that's what's on their mind.
Okay, and I tend to agree with that 100%, because people, they are telling you who they are. Their actions have demonstrated that. If Pearl is seeing these signs now, these are red flags, because they're issues. And if anyone, those of you all that are listening out there, if you really think that you can change someone else's mind, a man or woman, if they're not changing because they desire to change intrinsically, then there's a good likelihood that that change is only temporary and you're in for a shocking surprise, because the very red flags that you're seeing now, you're going to see those things escalate by 100-fold when you decide to get married to them. And my question tonight is, should this couple get married? And I say unequivocally, no, absolutely no. If you're seeing these type of issues, you don't rush into that. You don't even stay in that relationship. I mean, this is just my humble opinion now, and I know I can get controversial on the air, but you don't stay in that, because the longer you stay, the harder it becomes for you to get out. Let's just go to the phone lines. Ms. Lisa, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go. Let's bring in Vernell. Vernell, give us your thought. Should this couple get married, Oscar and Pearl? I mean, they love each other. Isn't love enough?
I don't think they should get married. I agree with Ms. Lisa and yourself, but actually all the signs are there, and you cannot change a person. People really show you who they are from the beginning. That's who they're going to wind up being once you marry them. So the best thing to do is, you know, back away a little bit, spend some time getting to know each other a little bit more and understanding who each other are. And then if you still feel like you want to get married, like Lisa said, a person come as they are. And I truly don't think that they should get married. Those are serious signs that are showing that neither one of them are ready for marriage.
Okay, but Vernell, my question is, what about that in love feeling? I mean, all of a sudden, let's just say Pearl decides to call it off and says, Oscar, you know what, I love you, but our issues are too big. You know, I don't think I can see you anymore. And 2 weeks goes by, and she doesn't hear from Oscar. How do you think Pearl's feeling right now after being with this man for 2 years? What do you think, Vernell?
Well, from some of my experiences in a relationship, I've learned that sometimes people tend to think that they're in love, and it could be in lust or other things involved. However, I think that these two people are not in love, because in love, to me, you would do everything possible to make a person happy or to change or to want to be with that person, spend time with that person. And they're showing all the classic signs of pretty much not wanting to be together or not wanting to get married.
But even though they're having
just lust.
Yeah, but even though, I mean, maybe they're what you're calling their just lust is how they know love to be. Because if you think about it, how many people really know what love really is? How many people really know what love really is? Because, you know, when you're telling a person, I love you, you know, I love you too. And I mean, initially, when you have that feeling, it's like, oh, my goodness, I can't wait to be with this woman. Or I can't wait to be with this man. You know, why doesn't he hurry up and get home, or she hurries up, you know. But then all of a sudden you find that this inseparable couple all of a sudden is hating on each other now and can't stand each other. So do we really know what love is? And we're going to go to the phone line in just a second. We'll come back to you, Ms. Lisa, in a moment. But go ahead, Vernell. What's your thought?
Can we define love and being in love? You can love somebody, but not truly be in love with them. You can tolerate being with somebody, but then to the point where it starts getting serious, you start having doubt.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. But what brings about that doubt? Vernell, we're going to ask you to stand by just for a second. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're just joining us tonight. Topic is common issues that people have. Tonight's characters, Oscar and Pearl, and they've got some serious issues. Let's go to phone lines once again. Let's go to 978-227. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have with us?
You have Shirley with you. Good evening.
Shirley, thank you for joining us this evening. Shirley, I mean, what are some common issues that you know of that people have? Just give me one, a common issue that maybe a couple have that are still together but shouldn't perhaps be together.
Someone that I know personally that shouldn't be together, they're seeing someone else, but yet and still they're staying together.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think they should stay together in that situation.
Wow. Okay. So let me ask you. So this is a common issue. So when we say common, and that means that this particular issue is what a lot of people are having. They're actually involved with someone else while being with someone else, and they're staying together. Common issues that people have. Why do you feel that they shouldn't be together, Shirley?
Well, I don't know if they shouldn't be together, because a lot of them feel like it's cheaper to keep her. But Me personally, I wouldn't want anything like that. I wanted to hear more of your show before I really got involved. I do apologize for coming in late.
No problem. No problem. We're gonna ask, in that case, we're gonna ask you something. Let me go back to my co-host just for a second. Miss Lisa, I gotta ask you. Just like Shirley just said, you got some people who are involved. They're together, but somebody is seeing somebody else. So this can be a common issue because it happens so frequently. What are your thoughts on that, if any?
Well, going back to your thought about love, is that really love? Because love is not selfish like that. I mean, for you to have one person, and maybe this other the person that you spend your daily life with doesn't know that you have an outside person. So is that really love that you're showing towards that person? So I believe, yes, it's a common issue. I mean, I think we've all seen that issue, people stepping outside of their marriages and seeking love in other places because apparently, obviously, that love that they used to have is not there.
I see. Let me bring Vernell in just for a second. Vernell, let's bring you back in. If that other person doesn't know that you're seeing someone else, or even if they do, in a lot of cases, do you know what? That in-love feeling can hurt so bad that you'd rather come to terms of accepting certain behaviors rather than calling it off, because and now you want to compete for that person's love, which, I mean, how realistic is that? Or how crazy is that?
That's very crazy.
I think sometimes people that's in relationships and they're seeing other people, a lot of times they may not even know that the other person's seeing someone else. It could be a case of not wanting to know because of being hurt, the pain.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
It is very painful knowing that your significant other is involved in someone else. That is very painful because, you know, you think about it, the two of you, when you first got together, you formed a bond with each other, and that bond is very difficult to break, you know. So, yeah, it is very painful. So
it is easy. It is difficult to give up, and I agree with you, Vernell. We're going to take some of your comments that have come into the show. I'm sorry, go ahead. Vernell,
It can be very difficult.
Yes. We're going to take some of your comments that you come in tonight's topic, common issues that people have, and then we're going to speak to some of those comments because there are a number of issues, common issues. Now, when we say common issues, we're talking about it's a common denominator for a lot of relationships and marriages that not only people like Oscar and Pearl are going through their particular issue, but you got millions of people who are going through very similar issues, just like Oscar and Pearl. So they're not alone. Let's take a look at just one of the issues. That let's say, for example, Oscar is having this issue with Pearl. And Ms. Lisa, I bring you back in for this one here. And he says she's late to everything, including her job. Why should that be an issue for him? That's her problem, except when if he takes her out. And it takes her a long time. So why should that be an issue forthcoming in their marriage?
Lateness is an issue because you're not respecting the other person's time. And that even includes your job. And, I mean, it could get to a point the lateness at the job could cause her to lose her job. And then she possibly has to be dependent upon Oscar. So I can see him being concerned about that. And also, like I said, the constant lateness is a lack of appreciation or respect for someone else's time.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. Would you want a man, Ms. Lisa, who's constantly late for everything?
I hate to be late, so quite truthfully, no. I can't.
Okay.
I like to be punctual, and I expect whoever else I'm dealing with to be punctual as well, because time is the most valuable thing that we all have. And once that second is gone, we cannot recoup that second back. It's gone. So my time to me is valuable, and I expect other people to respect that.
So even if he's a nice guy, he's got a lot of other qualities going, but he's just late to everything. He told you he'd be there at 7. He didn't get there until 8:15, and you're ready. You've been waiting an hour and 15 minutes, and this is a common issue with him. I mean, couldn't you just forgive him and enjoy the night?
If I'm telling you that this is something that is an issue and it's bothering me and you are not willing to make any changes to it, you're not respecting me. So why am I going to keep continuing to go any further with you when you're already showing me you're not respecting me in small things? So what's going to happen when bigger things come along? You know, so, yeah, I would definitely have to move in a separate way because that's a big issue to me. It's a deal breaker for me, being constantly late, not considering time.
All right. Let's bring Vernell in. Vernell, how important is time management for you? I mean, the guy, he's a drop-dead gorgeous guy, Vernell. Let's just assume that you're not in a relationship. This guy is drop-dead gorgeous, new guy on the job, and the women are just going crazy over him. But he picks you to go out with, and it just so happens he's late all the time. But he comes up with a valid excuse all the time. He says, you know what, I went to get you some flowers, and he brings you the $5 flowers that has 10 in their roses. And, you know, another time he says, listen, I had to stop by because I had to get you a card. But he comes with the card. So what do you do, Vernell? I mean, doesn't that just make you feel good that he took an hour and a half to be late to stop by Walmart and got you a card?
Okay. Can I stop the cute girl act? Okay. Let me just say this, Dr. Walker. First of all, I don't have relationships like that. And look, I'm going to come out my bag. I'm tired of that. I wouldn't even waste my time on that sucker. You would have to go.
Hello.
You know
Hello,
what? I would need somebody that wants to respect my time as well as respect me as a woman and treat me well, want to go out with me, be on time. Now, you want to hear some more? You know what a cute girl act, honey. It's time to get realistic. You don't need him.
But he brought you a card. He brought you flowers.
A card is a come a dime a dozen. But guess what? My time, like Miss Lisa said, you can't get that second back. I need that time. If you love somebody truly, if you love somebody, you respect that person, you're going to be on time to where they are. You're going to make sure, knowing that you're on your way and you're going to be there on time, knowing that, okay, we getting ready to have dinner. Whatever she wants, I want to make her happy. I want to make sure. Sorry, I had to come out my bag, y'all.
Well, that's okay.
I'm tired of that, but I would not waste my time on him. I would say, look here, you want somebody else? You want to see somebody else? You can go head on with that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, I'm going to let somebody else talk.
Okay, you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. Tonight's topic, common issues that people have. Let me tell you, it takes a while to get wound up, but the people usually do come out of their bag. So, Vernell, you're not uncommon. Sure, let's bring you in here just for a second. I mean, everybody's just hopping on this being on time thing. If the dude just shows up 2 hours late, but he has a valid reason, look, I had to stop by the hospital to see an old friend. I'm so sorry that I'm late. But you know what? Girl, look here. I couldn't wait to see you. Shirley, how important is that for you?
I'm like the other ladies. And like she said, come out of a bag. Okay, I will be out of a bag too. I mean, if it happened once, then that's okay. You know, there should be some type of a valid excuse for that. But a constant thing, constantly being late, I'm like, girl, you know, go find somebody that will tolerate this because I'm not going to. My time is too precious. And that's how I feel about it as well.
All right. We've got about 30 minutes before. Thank you for that, Shirley. We've got about 30 minutes before we bring the show to an end. This show, for whatever reason, it goes very fast. All right, let's go back to now let's take on one of the issues, and we'll start with Vernell on this one here. And then we got to start taking some of the, comments that are coming into the studio. Let's take a look at one of Pearl's issues that she's having now here's some of the issues that Pearl's having with Oscar. Vernell, we'll start with you. He's not affectionate at all. Why is that so important? Why she can't hold her own hand?
That's very important because every woman needs that from a man. She needs his attention. She needs his affection. She needs to know that he's there with her. And his mind and his soul, his body, everything else is not somewhere else. She needs that.
Now, Vernelle, did I hear you say she needs his soul?
Yeah. Listen, when I'm in a relationship, I'm learning. Listen, I've had bad relationships in the past, and that's in the past. I can't get that back. But you know what? I've learned from that. That's why I'm by myself right now. And Lord knows if he sent me another one. He would have to be from God because I would have to make sure.
Amen.
That every little thing that went on back then that I've seen in another man, honey, if he showed one sign of it, history.
I'm
well,
so sorry.
He would have to come with a letter from God.
A letter from God. Oh, my goodness. This is something.
A seal of approval, right, Miss Lisa?
Oh,
amen.
All right. Listen, let me bring in, I got to take some of these comments. They're telling me we're getting a number of comments that are coming into the studio. Let's take one of them. This comment comes in. Ms. Lisa, this one goes to you. Let's see here. Where are the comments? Here we go. All right. This female writes in. She says, my common issue, you talk about common issues that people have. My common issue is my mother, who will not let me go. She says, I'm 20 years old in my sophomore year of college, and she still treats me like I'm in elementary school. I get it that she's lonely because she is not involved, but let me live my life. Ms. Lisa, what is she really saying here? I mean, the girl's in college. She's 20. She's an adult. Why is her mom treating her like that?
It doesn't matter how old you are, sweetheart. I'm almost 50, and my mother still treats me like I'm her baby because I am her baby. So, I mean, your mother's just being motherly and over concerned. Mm-hmm. And you're just going to have to be patient with her and teach her and show her that, hey, Mama, I'm growing and I got this. stop just because you're 20.
Wait a minute. So, Miss Lisa, I gotta take off the gloves. And once in a while on the show when people say certain things and it sounds kind of, far-fetched, we take off the gloves and we just go bare fist and raw. It means we go raw. So you said she's 20, and you say be patient with her, and you say you're almost 50 and your mother still treats her. How patient can you be? Are you telling this girl to wait another 30 years, Ms. Lisa?
No, I'm not telling her to wait another 30 years. That's just how, I mean, a mother's love is a mother's love. She's always going to be her baby, but she's going to have to show her mother that, hey, I'm growing into adulthood, and yes, I may make my mistakes. Allow me to do that, and just be there for me when I need you to be there.
Okay, I like that. I do like that response. Let's take another comment that's come in here. Shirley, we're going to give you this one. Let's find this other comment. This female writes in. She says, I have a serious issue of talking about people all the time, even at church. Hold on. She says, even at church. She said, I've done it for so long until I don't realize that I'm doing it. I can't seem to keep my many friends. What do you recommend? Shirley, she says she has this problem of talking about people all the time, even at church. So it's clear that she's not holier than thou. I mean, she's admitting to it. And she's looking for help, it sounds like.
She has an issue. She can't be a friend to anyone if she's always running her mouth. I can't even give her any suggestions because she's saying that she's always talking and doing things and can't keep friends. And I haven't really known anyone like that, but she just needs to try to control herself. And if someone tells her something, keep it to yourself. Try to do that instead of spreading it around and causing confusion. A lot of people do that in churches. I have, ministered to people in that sense, with someone, them sharing something. Half the time when you share something with a person, make sure that they can handle what you're sharing. If they can't handle it, they're going to tell everybody they know. And it's because they can't handle it. So make sure you know who your friends are before you share any type of information. And you won't have to worry about someone talking about you all over the place.
Okay, well, Shirley, let me ask you this question. If you were in her church, would you be her friend?
I would talk to her, but we wouldn't be buddy-buddies because, you know people when, you know, you've heard about them or you've seen it firsthand. And so you wouldn't know how to handle that person. You know, as an adult, I wouldn't know how to handle a person like that, and I do.
Okay, all right. Brunel, let's pose that question to you here and ask you, would this be somebody you invite to dinner every week, Brunel?
Well, I wouldn't mind being friends with somebody like that. It's just that I wouldn't tell my business to that type to that person because then you know that she likes to share that your information with other people. Now, I will admit that, you know, I used to be that way where I was always sharing somebody else's information with somebody that they told me. And let me tell you something. You have, and this is why I'm saying this, and I want this young lady to understand, and you can't stop that. Because when you realize that you've hurt so many people, then you would want to pray and ask God to help you not to gossip. Because gossip, if she can hear me, gossip is a sin. And so when you respect what God says as far as not gossiping, pray and ask God to help you to stop that. And you would try your best to practice not to do that. And then best thing for her to do, keep your mouth shut. Best thing for her to do, keep your mouth shut.
Wow, Brunel, that's a powerful thing for you to admit on here. I'm sorry?
You have to be realistic.
Miss Lisa.
Okay, Miss Lisa, go ahead.
I agree 100% with her. I agree 100% with her. And it also requires self-examination, you know, and ask God to examine you and take that bad spirit, backbiting spirit away from you.
Right.
So
that
comes from self-examination.
That is a powerful thing. Vernielle, I admire your courage for saying that over the air where this show is heard around the world, so everybody knows now.
You know, when I have something to say, when I have asked God to forgive me for things, I'm not ashamed of it anymore because all I need is his forgiveness. I don't need the world's forgiveness.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this question. What would, if for this young lady who sent the comment in, I heard portions of your advice of what you gave to her, just keep her mouth shut and so forth and so on. But that sounds easier said than done. Remember, she's been doing it for such a long time. You know, behaviors don't change. You know, we know in the world of psychology and human science that behaviors don't change overnight. It takes a progression, progressive period of time for behaviors to change. And it usually takes a dramatic experience to take place. So what stopped you, Vernell? What was the thing that brought your attention? What was it?
Just as I said, and she can do the same thing, she needs to pray. Ask God to help her to stop. Because, see, you know what? The psychology may not be able to change you. People may not be able to change you, but God can change you. God can do all things. And God, and let me tell you right now, people have talked to me about things, and it stays right here. And you know what I do? Something my grandmother taught me years ago. Don't ever talk to somebody about something somebody's told you. If they brought it to you, they brought it to you to keep to yourself, but share it with God. Because God is the only one that has a solution or he has a way to help this person. So share it with God instead of sharing it with man. Man can't help you. So that's the idea, Dr. Walker.
I appreciate that. Miss Lisa.
And you have to say, Dr. Walker, that a lot of times, I agree with Ms. Burnell, that a lot of times, you know, people share someone else's things. And sometimes people get hurt in the process, and they want to leave the church because of their business is all over the place. And a lot of times, especially if it's a new babe in church, they don't realize the hurt that they have caused in this person's life. And it sometimes will turn a person away from God, you know, because they think everybody's like that in the church. So I agree. Keep a mouth shut. When someone tells you something, keep it to yourself. Pray about it and let God handle it or give you the words to say to this person.
I agree with all of you all.
Can I say one more thing?
Go ahead.
Can I give this young lady one more practice that she can do? When she feels herself starting to talk about somebody, say a prayer.
Okay.
Right there, say a prayer. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you, the Holy Spirit is always with us. He will stop you.
I think that that's all been sound advice coming from all of you all. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show, 347-857-1769. You can listen to this show in its entirety 20 minutes after we broadcast on the air. Just simply go to Dr. J. Walker, Dr. J for Jesse, drjwalker.com, and press the play button. And 20 minutes after this broadcast, you can listen to the entire show. All right, Miss Lisa, this comment is for you. This male writes in. He says, this is really deep what he says. He says, common issues that people have, my issue is my girlfriend's three adult children. They all still live with her, and when I'm around, they don't respect me, and she does absolutely nothing about it. She still acts like they are in middle school. He says, give me a break. What can, you know, I love her, but I can't take this anymore. You know, Ms. Lisa, what word of advice, if any, do you have for him? She's got three grown children living with her, and they just don't respect him. What do you think?
First of all, he needs to sit down and have a conversation with her about this, that letting her know that this is bothering him. And, I mean, and she, as his woman, should be willing to, if she loves him, examine what's really going on with her three grown children. I mean, because this is someone that she's considering in her life, and they should respect that person. And so he needs to bring this conversation to her first and try to address it with her and pray
Right, but when you think, Ms. Lisa, that, you know, when you got your children, this is your blood, and whether it's a man or a woman, outsider, so to speak, that's not the biological parent, don't you think sometimes that's a fine line? And I'm going to ask any one of you, have you ever dated someone?
It is a fine line. Yeah. Yes, I had a husband who had three children, and the three children lived in the house with us. And, yes, it is a fine line. But when those children came into the house, I sat them down because two of them were teenagers. The other one, he was three. So they were 14 and 15. I sat them down and had a conversation with him and the children. Look, I'm not here to take your mother's place. You don't even have to don't think about calling me mommy. Call me Miss Lisa. I said, but we're going to have respect in this home. You know, and so from the door, I had no problem with the children. None.
Okay.
But
all right.
It was a conversation that had to be addressed.
Right. But did your husband at the time support you in that? Because here the man is saying,
yes.
Even though he's a boyfriend, he gets no support from her. So how important is that support? You know, what would you tell this guy?
It's very important. Her support is very important because they're going to follow her lead. And what she's doing. So if she's not addressing it and she's just shoving it to the side, then she's showing them it's okay to be disrespectful because she's not putting a stop to it. So then that's a serious problem. And he may want to reconsider removing himself from that situation because if she's not willing to address it, they're going to follow her lead, and it just doesn't sound like a good situation.
All right, so if he were your brother, just a quick note, if this were your brother and he came to you and he told you, say, listen, this woman, every time he comes by your house, which may be once or twice a week, and that's all he's talking about, you know what, this woman, my girlfriend, man, she's just not, you know, it's those kids. What would you tell your brother in a nutshell? But he says he loved her. He loves her now. He really loves this woman, and you know that about him.
Okay, I have five brothers and no sisters. And I will tell any of my brothers who are unhappy in their situation, and especially a situation like that, you need to sit down and count the cost. Is this person really worth being in your life? And life is too short to be unhappy, and they're not trying to make any changes, and you've already brought the conversation to them. If a person doesn't make any changes to something that is hurting you, and they're supposed to be the person in your life, then they're not showing you the love and respect that you deserve, and you need to go elsewhere.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Fernell, let's switch over to you real quick. This is your brother. Would you tell him pretty much the same thing Ms. Lisa said?
I pretty much would, because the thing is, if she's not addressing the situation with her grown children, I mean, because they're adults, they're not babies, they're not children, right. They're not teenagers, they're grown people. And first of all, I mean, I understand that he's not the blood or the father, but should the kids be in the house? And when you, if you decide you're going to marry this guy, or you're going to get a house, you know, buy a house with this guy, are the children going to move with you? You know, this is these are the things they need. They do need to sit down and they need to have a conversation, and they need to figure out whether he needs to figure out whether this is worth it or not. You may be very okay. much in love with her, but is it worth all the headache that you're going to go through?
Okay, well, Shirley, let's go to you real quick. It's your brother. Do you tell him? He says, I bought a ring. I'm going to propose to her this Saturday night. What do you tell him, Shirley?
With the grown folks there, I'm agreeing with the other ladies. If you're in a relationship with someone and you really want to be with that person, then you will make every effort to be with that person. You have raised your children. Your children should be on their own and doing their own thing, because they're not going to let you choose who they date, and they shouldn't be messing up the person who's dating you. That shouldn't even be a part of your life. So I would tell, you know, him, my brother, look, you know, if you can't get it together with her, then you need to move on. Someone else is out there for you.
All right. All right. We're going to take a brief, just make a brief announcement here. And we're once again, you're listening live to Dr. Jess Walk Show. You can catch the show in its entirety 20 minutes after it aired, after it finishes tonight. And then, of course, you join us tomorrow night for your half hour inspirational program. Let's go back now and take another look at another comment. Shirley, we're going to start you off with that one. This female, she writes in, she says, in reference to tonight's issues with Pearl and Oscar, she said, my issue is a serious, jealous boyfriend. We've been together for the past 2 years, and I'm thinking of ending it, she says. He is really a sweet guy, and anyone would love to have him, but he's too extra. He wants to get married, but I'm not so sure about him. I do love him, but I'm afraid it will. If we get married, it could be a lot worse because of his jealousy. Shirley, what do you do? She loves the man. She loves him. And any woman would love to have him, she said. So could she be holding on and hanging in there because she's afraid to lose him and let somebody else have him? What would you tell her?
Well, she's already said that she's reluctant, you know, to keep this relationship going. So she already knows that his jealousy, it's not going to work in a permanent relationship. And a lot of people do. And who knows how he would react, you know, if she marries him and carry this relationship further. So I think the best for her to do is, if she wants to keep seeing him, she can do that. But don't take it any further to marriage, you know, or any moving in together, anything like that, because he's already showing her signs of how he can be. And people change once you marry them. They really do.
Yeah, they do, absolutely. And I often say, and to all the people who've tuned in, regulars and others that come for the first time, they will often hear me. I'm not your traditional therapist or consultant or life coach. I'm, you know, I believe in being a realist. And if it's just not working, signs, it's really time to get out. I would tell this young lady right here, where she's saying the serious jealous boyfriend, even if it's a girlfriend situation, you got to let that go. Because whatever red flags you're seeing, just like with Oscar and Pearl, those things get really, really become magnified. And then that love that we talked about, or the end lust, as Verna put it earlier, that stuff seems to go out the window, and then now there's a breakdown, a major breakdown, and you better really believe that. People, because even Ms. Lisa said, people show you who they are, and you better believe who they're showing you. You better really take stock in that. Let's go to Vernell. Vernell is the jealous boyfriend. I mean, but he might be fine. I mean, good-looking, gorgeous, you know, those looks make a difference, don't they, Vernell?
Those looks don't mean nothing, nothing at all. But that jealousy that he has in him, it is a reason. He needs to get some help, or she needs to let that go. Because when, let me tell you something, a person that's so jealous, they can get so jealous to the point where they can put you to death. I've heard stories where people have a man or woman was so jealous in a relationship, and they pretty much love that person to death. Now, what does love have to do with that?
Wow, that's interesting that you say that, Vernell. I was watching Dateline last night on television, and there was this prominent doctor. I forgot what state it was in, but he loved his wife to death, and that was the question that they posed. That love that once were they were inseparable, and 15 years of marriage, then something happened, and she was murdered. And he became the prime suspect, and he served a life sentence for being accused of that. And of course, he announces his innocence, but all the evidence pointed in his direction. You know, the victim's wife did tell a girlfriend, I mean the deceased, told her girlfriend that he was extremely jealous, and so that was an issue that they had, and now all evidence pointed to him. So loving you to death, you got to be careful. Miss Lisa, what do you think? The jealous boyfriend, just hang in there and hang in there? I mean, you know, come on, the looks are good.
No.
What about the looks, Miss Lisa? What about the looks?
Find somebody else that look good. But you can't get your life back. It's because jealousy lead to rage, and rage can lead to some pretty bad stuff. And we have a spirit, a Holy Spirit that guides us and tells us, when your spirit tells you in the back of your mind that something is not right about someone, and she's saying that this young man is very jealous, she better take heed to it.
Okay.
It's a serious thing.
This last comment that's coming, we're going to start out with Shirley first. And this male, he writes in, he says, everyone has issues. I think it's a matter of what you can tolerate most from someone else, especially if you live with them. Let's start out with you, Shirley. How important is that, just to be able to tolerate? I don't even like that word. I don't like the word. I got to tolerate somebody that I'm living with? I mean, how long do I have to tolerate this? Shirley, help us out here. Tolerate.
Thinking on that, when you tolerate, you know, whatever their situation is, like we just finished talking about the jealousy, and I did recall someone being very jealous, and I had an aunt that, just like you said, the fatal attraction, she did, the man was so jealous, and, you know, I even said to her, the way he talks about you, I said, this man will kill you. You know, if you're not careful. And she says, oh, I don't pay him any mind. He always acts like that. Well, 2 weeks after that, he really killed her. And then he yes. So, you know, if someone is, you know, acting out and saying, you know, things, I love you so much and I can't live without you, because he was saying those things the very first day I met him. And I thought something was very wrong with him, and I told her to be very careful. And she was doing, you know, hanging out with her girlfriends and meeting other guys, you know, and doing stuff like that. And I told her, I said, you have to be careful. This guy will hurt you. And he really did. If you know a situation is at hand, then, you know, get away from it as soon as possible. But people don't listen to you, just like she didn't listen.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry.
You're not here anymore.
We're going to ask you to stand by just for a second. Let's go to the phone lines once again. We've had so many people waiting to get in, and they haven't been able to get in. Let's go to 954-675. Thank you for your patience and your listening live to the Dr. Jess Walk Show. Who do we have with us, and welcome?
This is Rick Riley, Dr. Walker. How are you doing today?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Let me
ask you, what do you think about common issues that people have? What are your thoughts, or you want to speak to any of one of the issues that was presented?
Well, just listening to chime in just a few minutes ago. I would think in terms of what the ladies just mentioned with regard to if you're, in this case, a woman's intuition tell you something, act upon it, because that intuition is telling you something, and it's not telling you something just to be telling you something. It's picking up feelings and it's picking up the vibe of this other person who may not be the person you think you know or haven't gotten to know. So if your intuitions, your gut feelings, whatever label you want to put on it, if it's telling you something, respond to it, because it's not telling you something just to be telling you something. If you have a mate that is jealous of you and jealous of your friends, be mindful of that as well, because that can be an indicator that there is some serious issues with your partner, your spouse, whatever you want to call them. So I'd be mindful of all of those feelings and those intuitions that you do have, because it's telling you that for a reason. It's just not pulling these things out of the air. It's telling you that there's something that you ought to be concerned about.
Right. We're going to actually stand that just for a second. Vernell, let's bring you back in with what Rick just said. Why is it so important? Why is it so important to take heed to these warning signs, in your opinion? And I think he's right on point.
Well, because it only takes one time for a person to get to the point in rage and from that jealousy, and he can end your life just like that. Taking heed means not even getting into it, so you don't even have to pretty much see that. You need to get out of that relationship, period. Because,
absolutely,
you know, the longer you prolong that relationship, this person gets more involved in you and feelings get more involved. And, yes, the jealousy is not going to go anywhere. It's going to be there. And she needs to just get out of it, because it's going to only progress. He needs some type of help. It could be a reason why he has that type of spirit in him. It could be that he's seen that as growing up, or he might have seen, you know, things in his life growing up that caused him to have low self-esteem and feel that way. But she needs to get out of it. It's not a good relationship. It's not a healthy relationship either. No one has that much. No one should have that much right over you to tell you what you should and should not do, who you should and should not see. No one should have that much right over you. They're not even married. And even if they were married, they shouldn't have that right over you. You don't own a person.
Let me move over to Miss Lisa and ask her this question. The man says that, you know, the comment that came in, everyone has issues, he said. I think it's a matter of what you can tolerate most from someone else, especially if you live with them. Tolerate. How do you feel about that word, Miss Lisa? Tolerate.
I'm with you. I don't like the word tolerate. Why should you have to tolerate someone? That means that you have to put up with them. That's not a healthy relationship, that you're just putting up with someone or tolerating them. So no, that's not healthy. And yes, I agree. Everyone, no one is perfect, and yes, we all have issues. But no, do you have to tolerate issues? I don't think I wouldn't want to go down that road.
We have got just about 90 seconds before I bring the, and they're threatening me over here. I'm going to have to tolerate that part. But look, we got about 90 seconds, and I want to ask each of you all a question on common issues that people have. And we talked about Oscar and Pearl earlier. Basically, I mean, this couple just, in my opinion, they should not get married. They've been together 2 years. They should run as far away from each other as possible. And, of course, if you missed it, the story, you can go back to the beginning of the hour, 20 minutes later, and listen to the entire story. But this couple should leave. So I want to ask each of you all, we're going to start with Mr. Rick here, and ask, well, no, we won't start with him because he came in late. But what we'll do is we'll come back to him, but we'll start with Shirley. Shirley, the question is, let's just say, a common issue that you know of. We're looking for a common issue that people have that they may be tolerating that they shouldn't, and we're looking for the reason why they shouldn't tolerate that. Let's start with you, Shirley. What's something, I mean, you mentioned earlier, I don't know if you want to speak to that, about your friend who's seen someone else while they're involved in their relationship, and obviously they're tolerating the marriage or somebody else or whatever you want to speak to. Go ahead.
The friend is... was tolerating the marriage. She's decided to let that person go, and now she's trying to work her marriage. But she was in there and seeing someone else and didn't care what happened in the marriage. So that's a dangerous situation as well. You shouldn't do that. If you're going to be with a person, be with the person. If you're not, get away from that person and be with who you want to be with, but not
right.
both.
Okay. We're clearly out of time, but I want to get through this here, and I just want to briefly say something. As a my psychology background indicates that when a person is involved somewhere else, you know, unless it's, I mean, when you're going outside your relationship and they're always extenuating circumstances, but there's a good likelihood that they start to miss that other person when the slightest thing goes wrong in the relationship that they're involved with, whether it's a marriage or otherwise, significant other, but they start to miss that other person. And the moment that you have these feelings that your significant other is falling short, there's a good likelihood that person leans over towards that other person. And sometimes that other person has to take control or take stock by refusing to communicate with you. But oftentimes that's not the case. People want to invite you into their own misery. Let me move on and go to Vernell. Vernell, give me something that's a common issue that people have that they shouldn't have. You know, and why you feel that way. Go ahead, just briefly, please.
You actually just spoke it. You said a common issue that a lot of people that I've been around have is misery, and they want you to be miserable, so they do everything possible to make your space miserable.
Yeah.
And I won't tolerate that. That young man that talked about tolerate, that is a word that needs to go out of the vocabulary, tolerate. I don't tolerate anything anymore.
All right. All right. And you know what? You sound believable. Mr. Rick, let's bring you in here and ask you, give me something, a common issue that people have that they shouldn't have and why. Or the significant other shouldn't put up with it and why. Go ahead.
Well, I came in just a few minutes ago, Dr. Walker, so I do apologize for not hearing that particular scenario. But I think there are a lot of issues that relationships do have, and I can pull out a lot of them and express those. But I think that if you truly love that person, that if those issues are not life-threatening, if there are issues that are not demeaning to your spirit and to your particular situation, then I think that if you truly love this person, you can work through those particular issues. I'll just speak on my relationship. My wife and I have been married for 35 years. This coming in the next couple of weeks or so. And in that 35-year relationship, there have been some very good times, and there have been some not so good times. But because of the love for one another and the respect for one another, we were able to work through those. If I may address that word tolerate, I don't think anybody should tolerate anything in any relationship from anyone. If you truly love those persons, when it gets to the point where you're having to tolerate a situation coming from either spouse, then it's time to sit down with a professional and see how you can work through those particular issues. And if it's gotten to the point where you've sought professional help and you cannot get through those issues, then it's time to address some other issues and some other things you need to do in your relationship. And one could be divorce or separation until you all get through that particular situation. But no, the word tolerate, I don't particularly like that word. I don't like it, period, because it sounds as though now I'm sentenced. I'm in prison, so I have to take this. And a relationship shouldn't be a relationship that you feel like you're in prison or you're incarcerated. So the word tolerate, whoever that young man was that mentioned that word tolerate, maybe he meant another word, but it came off the wrong way as far as I'm concerned.
I understand. All right, let me go to Vernell and then my co-host. We're going to give her the last word because they are threatening me over here. Vernell, just briefly, one issue that people, I think we missed you, right? One issue that people...
I spoke about misery, about people being miserable.
Oh, okay.
You should not be. If you're miserable,
right,
you ought to
there.
Be in a corner by yourself. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah, you're right.
All right, let me go to my co-host this evening, Miss Lisa. give us a final word. Take us home on this here, common issues that people have and why they shouldn't have that.
Loneliness in a relationship. That's something you should not have in a relationship is loneliness.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very powerful, very powerful. On that note, we're out of time. I want to thank all of you all, those of you all we weren't able to get to, the comments that we weren't able to read over the air because we ran out of time. We do apologize for that. Keep tuning in. We're 8 years strong and getting stronger. I want to join you back here tomorrow for your half-hour inspirational program from 7 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow's inspirational program, join us back here live next week when we're going to be doing the show internationally. We'll be calling you all the way from Mexico. Next week, we'll have the show live aired from Mexico next week and perhaps for the next 2 weeks. And then we'll probably be visiting from another area of the world. So join us tomorrow night for your Half Hour Inspirational Program. And, of course, you bypass that. Join us back here live next Tuesday from Mexico for the Dr. Jess Walk Show. Until tomorrow, until next Thursday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. That's a wrap for the night.
Okay. Part 2.